சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். The sixth chapter known as Dhyana Yoga, in which Ashtanga Yoga is predominantly pointed out by Lord Krishna. Ashtanga Yoga, the name Patanjali used the word Ashtanga Yoga or Raja Yoga, whereas Shankaracharya used the word Samadhi Yoga. Same Ashtanga Yoga can be called as Samadhi Yoga. The topics in this sixth chapter all are striven all over. We have to sort out those topics. This Ashtanga Yoga is highly pointed out in these slokas there and there. Before going to that exact topics of sixth chapter, let us have the clear understanding about Ashtanga Yoga or Samadhi Yoga. Ashta means eight, Anga means limbs, Yoga means a discipline, a practice. Eight-limbed yoga is called Ashtanga Yoga or Samadhi Yoga. Ashta means eight, Anga means limbs, eight limbs, discipline. Yoga means a discipline, a practice. So eight limbs yoga or discipline, eightfold qualifications. We can call them as eightfold qualifications. Eightfold qualifications, so we are going to get through these eight steps. What are those eight steps? Number one is Yama. Y-A-M-A, Yama. Number two is Niyama. Niyama. Number three is Asana, posture. Yama means self-restraint, to control, to discipline, which are universal. There are five yamas, subdivisions are there in yama, which are very universal values. Second one is Niyama, it is a personal conduct, which deals with a personal conduct, Niyama. Third point is Asana, a posture, physical postures, known as Asana. Fourth one is Pranayama, breathing control. Breathing control or vital control, Pranayama. Then fifth one is Pratyahara, withdrawal of senses from worldly objects. Pratyahara, withdrawal of senses from unwanted, unhealthy, materialistic objects. Pratyahara. Then comes the sixth one is Dharana. Dharana means focusing. Focusing, dharana. Then comes dhyana, meditation. Seventh step. Dhyana, meditation. Last and final step is samadhi, absorption. Samadhi, absorption. These are the eight steps. Whoever follow these eight steps, their life can be more purposeful, meaningful, useful to oneself and to the society. whoever apply these 8 steps in one's life. They are called 8-stepped yoga. 8 steps. Very beautiful design given by the Patanjali. It is already mentioned in our scriptures also. So often Shankaracharya quotes this as Samadhi Yoga in his Bhagavad Gita Bhashyam, Upanishad Bhashyam and Brahma Sutra Bhashyam. He always quotes this Ashtanga Yoga, which are very, very important disciplines for every Vedantic spiritual seeker. Very, very important. Highlighted by even Vyasacharya, many other Acharyas are also, they highlight. And Paramarthananda Swamiji says, whoever practice yoga, not only asana, whoever practice all these 8 steps, Vedanta is a walkover for them. Vedanta is a walkover, very easy. Without these 8 steps, if they come to study Shastra, it is tough, little bit tough and difficult to understand higher aspects of Vedanta. So therefore, these are the 8 steps. Now, I would like to explain each step and what is that, the value. Then what is the nature of that discipline? And what is the benefit we are going to get? Now come to yamas. Yama means to control. To control. There are 5 yamas, 5 universal values. Another important point we have to note, all these 8 steps we can classify into 4. First 2 steps, one section, 3 and 4, another section, 5 and 6 come under one other group, and 7 and 8 come under another group. That means Yama and Niyamas, these two, first 2 steps, deal with the moral personality of human being. Why I say human being? Because all other beings are programmed. They never violate the ethical laws. Ethical, moral laws, they never violate, they cannot violate. Therefore, moral personality for human beings, Yama and Niyamar take care of moral personality or ethical personality. 3 and 4, asana and pranayama, that third and fourth stages deal with the physical personality. Third and fourth will deal with the physical personality. And fifth and sixth stages, that is pratyahara and dharana, deal with emotional personality. Emotional personality. Last 7 and 8 stages, dhyana and samadhi, deals with the spiritual personality. Spiritual personality. First we should know, we all of us have these 4 personalities. Physical personality, moral personality, emotional personality, spiritual personality, we all have that. So how yoga helps? Now let us see the yamas. How many are there in a 5 in number? First one is ahimsa. Ahimsa. Ahimsa means non-violence. Non-violence. Number 2 is satyam. Satyam. Speaking truth. Literal meaning of satyam is speaking truth. Avoidance of lies. Satyam. Ahimsa Satyam. Third Yama is Asteyam. Asteyam, non-stealing. Asteyam. Fourth Yama is Brahmacharyam, celibacy. Brahmacharyam or celibacy. Fifth and final Yama is Aparigraham, non-covetousness or non-possessiveness. So, Yamas are five in number: Ahimsa, Satyam, Asteyam, Brahmacharyam, Aparigraham. These five are universal values for all people, for all religions, for all sects, all people. It is universal. There is no exception. Universal they are in nature. What is Ahimsa? I want to give some description about Ahimsa, non-violence. Violence means hurting, Natha. Violence means hurting others. Non-violence means not hurting, Natha. Not hurting. It is a value. All these five are come under values. We have to know the values and their value. Now what we are going to do now here? We are going to study about the universal value and about their value. I have to know value of the value. A value is a value when the value of the value is valued by me or by you. Then and the Swamiji says, a value is a value. Where is the value? Dharma means value. Where is it? In dharmi. The one who practices dharma, virtue, value, it is in a dharmi person. You cannot see a value hanging somewhere in the atmosphere. Where are the values in? In people. They are supposed to be in people. Values must be in a person who value the values. A value is a value when the value of the value is valued by me. Otherwise there is no value. Value ku value illamale poidum. First I have to value the value. Once I value the value, means what? I implement the value in artham. Isn't it? I value and balance put right side and left side, you value it. Not putting in the balance and seeing the value. By implementing, by knowing its importance in my life, the benefit I am going to get by this value, I am valuing it. Clear? I am valuing the value. By knowing its significance in my life, the benefit I am going to get in my life, I value the value. Therefore, before asking the question, there is no value at all in society, people are not following values. That statement, never do. Please stop that statement. In society, people are not following values. That statement, stop doing. What I have to do? Let me follow the values. It is not my job to talk about the society people are following or not. In my family, people are following value or not. It is not my job. It doesn't matter for me. What matters to me is, am I following the value or not? It is for my sake. If I follow, I am the beneficiary. I want to follow. I am not interested in other people's whether they are following value or not. I don't want to waste my time in thinking about that. This is very important. I want to know about the value. I want to implement the value. I want to see the benefit of that value in my life. With this concept, idea only, I have to study values. When I study values, my mother-in-law following this value or not, my neighbor following value or not, I'm not interested. Am I following or not? I'm interested. You all must study with that attitude only. You have to understand these values. Okay? Never bring the second person into your mind when I am teaching all this. Okay? This person follow value, this person follow value. Never bring the second person. Eye to eye contact madri, myself and the value in front of me. I and the value. 1-to-1. Okay? Are you ready? Okay. Ahimsa, Patanjali gives the definition to Ahimsa. Ahimsa pratishthayam tat sannidhau vairatyagaha. Every yama value is a mahavratam. It's a great penance, vratam. If you follow 12 years, you get the siddhi of that value. Mahavratam, every value. 12 years you have to follow without fail. Then it becomes spontaneous, natural in your personality. For 12 years you have to struggle to implement the value. Then it is called Mahavratam. Ahimsa pratishthaya means when I follow ahimsa, non-violence, not hurting others. Manasa vacha karmana, either thought level or verbal level or action level. Manasa vacha karmana, I never hurt others. Ahimsa pratishthaya tat sannidhau, in front of that person, in the presence of that person. Tat sannidhau, in the presence of that person, vairatyagaha, no enmity will be there. Vairatyagaha, even that species which are jati vairam, like cat and rat, monkey and dog, and snake and mongoose, they are all jati vairis. By birth itself they are enemies. They also forget their enmity when in the presence of the person who follow ahimsa. That much power that person will have. For that there are many stories, they say. Once Shankaracharya went to Sringeri and he saw a snake giving shade to a pregnant frog. The snake giving a shade to a pregnant frog. Then Shankaracharya thought, this is the place somebody might have practiced ahimsa vratam. Otherwise this cannot be happened. The snake has to eat the frog immediately. That too pregnant, double. It can get two frogs. But there the snake is protecting the frog by giving a shadow, the hot sun. Then Shankaracharya thought, this is the right place to establish that Sringeri Matham. So he has established one of the mathams. Among four mathas, one is Sringeri Matham. And after Shankaracharya, there are many acharyas came to that matham. One of the present acharya, Bharati Tirtha, is in Chennai now, of that Sringeri, which is started by Shankaracharya hundreds of years ago. So what I want to say, ahimsa pratishthayam tat sannidhau vairatyagaha. If you also follow ahimsa in your house also, no enmity between members of the family. Another story, they say, one person want to get lot of boons, lot of powers, and he started doing tapas. He want to offer to Devi, some goddess, what a mala, a big garland. So 100 angulis, you know, anguli, and the little finger, he has to make like a mala, 100 little fingers. And have to make a mala and put garland to that deity so that his desire can be fulfilled, he can get a lot of powers. So every time he is getting one finger and keeping there, he is waiting for next finger, he kills another person. That finger also not ordinary person's finger, he has to bring a finger of a either prince or a sannyasi or a monk. That person's finger only he has to bring. So like that he is killing one by one. 99 he has taken that fingers, little fingers. He is waiting for the 100th finger. Once the 100th finger comes, his desire can be fulfilled. So he thought, there Buddha was sitting and doing meditation, and he heard that Buddha was a prince. Now he is a sannyasi also. He is the best right person to get the finger. Then he went with a sword and he want to bring that. Without killing the person, who will give the finger? You give your little finger, and who will give? So to get the little finger, he has to kill the person. So he started with that thought to kill Buddha. When he is approaching Buddha, and 30 miles before itself, his mind totally transformed. That violent thoughts gone, disappeared from his mind. Then he rushed to Buddha and he did Sashtanga Namaskara and he became a very sattvic person. He became the disciple of Buddha later and he said to Buddha, with what motive I have come here after coming to your that range, aura, my mind has totally changed. So he became a strong devotee of Buddha. Vairatyagaha. Ahimsa pratishthayam vairatyagaha. This is one example. Then another story they say, Dushyanta came to do that hunting. Rajas, they do generally hunting. So he entered into a forest. When he entered into a forest, he is searching for animals and to hunt. The hunting is called violence only, you know, killing other animals. So once he entered one range of that distance, his mind totally changed. And his mind became so calm and quiet, serene, and he forgot that he has come for hunting. And immediately he thought, there must be some ashrama nearby. Dushyanta thought, there must be some ashrama nearby. Then slowly he is approaching, going near towards ashrama, his mind becoming more calmer and calmer, stress-free, tension-free, anxiety-free, and mind is becoming so calm and clear. And he thought, what a joy I'm enjoying. There must be some rishi here. And going near, he saw Kanva Maharshi ashramam there. Vairatyagaha, the enmity between animals and himself, the violence attitude, totally gone. Then he went inside the ashram, and Kanva Maharshi ashram. So how he smelt that now? Because he's a Raja, he knows that. These are the three examples. Like this, umpteen examples are there. Not one or two. Time is not sufficient. I can say throughout the year, I can give one example. One story. For one ahimsa sake. Throughout the year, I can talk. So these three examples are enough. You are interested, you can read some books. Okay, they are available. This is about ahimsa. Ahimsa pratishthayam tat sannidhau vairatyagaha. Now let us see what is the benefit I am going to get. What is the advantage in my personality, my moral personality now? Once I am free from hurting others by thoughts or words or my actions, I can enjoy a peace of mind. Anger comes under violence. If I am an angry person, kovam, always kovam, kovam. It is come under violence. I am hurting myself, I am hurting others when I am angry. I am hurting more myself than others when I am angry. It takes my peace of mind. My peace will be in pieces. An angry person can never be happy, or she can never be happy. So I lose my health, strength, everything when I am angry, which is known as ahimsa. Therefore, I want to become a sattvic person, angry free. I have to become. This is called moral. I have to learn. Why I have to follow this value? I don't like others to hurt me. Therefore, I should not hurt others. Shruyatam dharma sarvasvam shrutva chaiva vadharyatam atmanastu pratikulani paresham na samacharet. What I don't like others to do to me, I should not do to others. I don't want to get hurt. No being want to get hurt in the world. When other beings, when they are not interested in getting hurt, when I am not interested in getting hurt, how can I hurt others? Atmanastu pratikulani. If whatever I dislike done by others, I should not do to others. This is the value. Why I have to follow value? I expect others to follow value. Therefore, I have to follow value. Why I have to follow value? If you put a question to yourself, I expect others to follow values, therefore I have to follow. I want others to follow, not hurting. My family members should not hurt me. My neighbors should not hurt me. No one should hurt me. Therefore, I should not hurt. That is why vegetarianism is predominantly prescribed in our culture. Vegetarianism, non-vegetarianism means following himsa in artha. Ahimsa means you can minimum himsa unavoidable, that is okay, but maximum himsa you avoid. They say for this ahimsa value. It is very, very useful. Ahimsa at three levels. One is a human being level, I have to follow ahimsa. At animals level, I have to follow ahimsa. And at plants level, I should not kill unnecessarily. For our life's sake, life-saving food I have to get, I can use, but more than what I require, if I hurt anything, it comes under himsa. That is why when Parvati did tapas, even she didn't took the green leaves. She ate only dry leaves when she did tapas. So that is why her name is known as Aparna. Aparna. Only dry leaves. They won't touch even green leaves. That much strict. So this is known as ahimsa value. You can talk hours together. No? Next value is satyam. Satya means speaking truth. Speaking truth comes under second yama. Speaking truth is the literal meaning. But what you have to understand is avoidance of lies. Avoidance of lies. There is a nice shloka. When we talk about vegetarianism, generally immediate they pose a counter question. Even Kirai, vegetables, all these green leaves, greens when you eat, they're also having prana, no? How can you say it is vegetarianism? Immediately they talk, they ask like this, what do you say? You will keep quiet and go away. You need not keep quiet. There is a shloka for that. If you are interested, you can note how to answer to those people. That shloka says, adroheena cha bhutanam alpadroheena va punaha. Adroheena cha bhutanam alpadroheena va punaha. Ena kena prakarena naro jivet anapadi. The first line says, adroheena cha bhutanam, maximum without hurting you can, adroheena cha bhutanam. Bhutanam means beings, other animals and birds and all. Bhutanam adroheena, droham pannamal irkanam, bhutanam. For your survival, jivo jivasya jivanam, one big fish swallow the small fish. It is its livelihood. You cannot say why you are eating that fish. It is livelihood, it will die otherwise. Therefore, human beings are also allowed alpadroheena va punaha. You can do alpadroham, okay, for your survival. That's why keera saapidalam. Puriyudha? Keera vegetables and all, you can eat. Even though there is this life, but they don't cry like animals. There is prana, life is there, but they are not like other animals and birds. Adroheena cha bhutanam alpadroheena va punaha. Yena kena prakarena, by somehow or other, yena kena prakarena, second line. Naro jivet anapadi, human being can live, survive without much hurting others. Yena kena prakarena naro jivet anapadi, aapathu illamal. Avanukku aapathu irukkakoodathu, mattavangalukku aapathu irukkakoodathu. Aapathu romba mukkiyamana, for your life sake anna, minimum aapathu okay. But don't eat nadakkaradhe parakkaradhella eat saapidakoodathu. Okay, that's a vegetarian is the prime value one has to follow. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. Now they say egg is also come under vegetarian. How egg can come vegetarian? It is not under vegetarian. So doctors are also prescribing for to get energy. It's not right. Actually, according to Shastra, okay. If I am a yoga practitioner, if I am interested in spiritual pursuit, I have to follow all these disciplines. Who says? Patanjali says, which yoga people are all practicing, they practice asana, they never follow ahimsa. Enna yoga madhe? Tell me. I do daily asanas, pranayama, but every day I take non-veg. Adenna yoga maha mudiyum? How can it be yoga? That is why Patanjali puts first point in Yama's immediate point is ahimsa. You are a yogi then only, not real yogi otherwise. Fake yogi in Ardham. Okay. Satyam means avoidance of lies. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, nabruyat, satyam apriyam, esho dharma sanatanaha. Shankaracharya says, speak a pleasant truth. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, but say that truth also pleasant way. Your truth, when you are speaking truth, it should not hurt others. Priyam bruyat. Priyam cha nap anritam bruyat. Don't speak lies because he loves whatever I say. Priyanchana anrutam bruyat. Therefore, satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat. Priyanchana anrutam bruyat. Satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat. Na bruyat, satyam apriyam. Na bruyat, satyam apriyam. அந்த சத்தியம் கூட அப்பிரியமாக பேசாது என்ன. அண்ட் பீப்புள், சம் பீப்புள் சே ஐ ஆம் ஸ்ட்ரெயிட் ஃபார்வர்ட், ஐ ஆல்வேஸ் ஸ்பீக் ட்ரூத் ஓன்லி, பட் தே ஹர்ட் ஆல்வேஸ் அதர்ஸ். தெர் ஆர் பீப்புள் அண்ட் தே ப்ரைஸ் தெம்செல்ஸ், நான் ஐம் வெரி ஸ்ட்ரெயிட் ஃபார்வர்ட் பர்சன், ஐ ஸ்பீக் ஆல்வேஸ் ட்ரூத் என்ன, வாய் திறந்தான் தே ஹர்ட் அதர்ஸ். அது என்ன ட்ரூத்து? தட் மீன்ஸ் தே டு நாட் நோ த வேல்யூ. எவ்ரி வேல்யூ ஹேஸ் காட் எக்ஸெப்ஷன், ஜெனரல் ரூல் ஹேஸ் காட் எக்ஸெப்ஷன், உத்சர்கா இட் இஸ் கால்டு. இஃப் யூ டு நாட் நோ திஸ் தர்மா ப்ராப்பர்லி, வி டோன்ட் நோ ஹவு டு லிவ் இன் த சொசைட்டி என அர்த்தம். யூ ஹவ் டு ஸ்பீக் ட்ரூத், பட் வென் டு ஸ்பீக், ஹவு டு ஸ்பீக், ஹவு மச் டு ஸ்பீக் ஆல்சோ யூ ஷுட் நோ. அதர்வைஸ் யூ டு நாட் நோ ஹவ் டு ஹேண்டில் தர்மா ப்ராப்பர்லி என அர்த்தம். தட் இஸ் வை ஃபார் தட் தே கிவ் அன் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஸ்டோரி. எவ்ரிக்கு எல்லாத்துக்கும் ஸ்டோரி இருக்குது. யுதிஷ்டிரா தர்மபுத்திர இஸ் நோ சத்யவிரத பரிபாலனம், ஹீ நெவர் சே லைஸ், ஐ ஆல்வேஸ் ஸ்பீக் ட்ரூத். ஸோ ஒன்ஸ் இந்த பேட்டில் ஃபீல்ட் தே வாண்ட் டு கில் துரோணா, இட்ஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு கில் துரோணா, இஸ் வெரி பவர்ஃபுல் பர்சன். கிருஷ்ணா பிளான்ஸ் தட் தெர் இஸ் ஏ ஒன் ஸ்ட்ராட்டஜி டு கில் துரோணா. இஃப் எனி டைம் ஹீ லிசன்ஸ் அஸ்வத்தாம கில்டு அண்ட் இஃப் ஹீ லிசன்ஸ் ஹீ டைஸ், ஹீ லீவ்ஸ் ஹிஸ் லைஃப் நோ ஹூ துரோணா. ஸோ கிருஷ்ணா மேக்ஸ் திஸ் ஸ்ட்ராட்டஜி, ஹீ ஆஸ்க்ஸ் ஹூ யுதிஷ்டிரா, ஓ யுதிஷ்டிரா யூ ஹாவ் டு சே லைஸ், நோ யூ ஹாவ் டு சே லைஸ், வாட் லைஸ் என்ன, அஸ்வத்தாம ஹதா, யூ ஹாவ் டு சே லைஸ் லவுட்லி, பிகாஸ் த எலிஃபெண்ட் அஸ்வத்தாம டைடு, ரியல்லி எலிஃபெண்ட் அஸ்வத்தாம நேம், எலிஃபெண்ட் டைட் இன் த பேட்டில் ஃபீல்ட். நோ யூ சே லவுட்லி அஸ்வத்தாம டைடு, யூ சே லவுட்லி என்ன, வை என்ன, யூ சே லவுட்லி என்ன, லவுட்லி யூ சேனா. தென் ஹி செட் அஸ்வத்தாம ஹதா, லவுட்லி ஹி செட் குஞ்சரஹா ஆல்சோ ஈஸ் டெல்லிங், குஞ்சரஹான்னா எலிஃபெண்ட், அஸ்வத்தாம ஹதா குஞ்சரஹான்னு சொன்னேன். அப்போ அந்த குஞ்சரஹான்னு சொல்லும்போது கிருஷ்ண பரமாத்மா ப்ளோ ஹிஸ் காஞ்சி. வென் ஹீஸ் சேயிங் குஞ்சரஹா வேர்டு, கிருஷ்ண பரமாத்மா ப்ளோ ஹிஸ் காஞ்சி பாஞ்சஜன்யம். தென் அஸ்வத்தாம ஹதா வேர்டு ஹர்ட் பை த்ரோணா, தட் குஞ்சரஹ வேர்ட் ஹீ குடன்ட் ஹியர் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் காஞ்சி சவுண்ட். வாட் ஹேப்பன், துரோணா டைட். யுதிஷ்டரா அண்ட் சத்யம் ஈஸ் விரத பரிபாலனம், அந்த தோஷம் வரக்கூடாது, ஹீ கெனாட் சே லைஸ். அந்த சத் அஸ்வத்தாமஹதா சொன்னதுக்கே அந்த யுதிஷ்டரா ஹா அந்த சேரியட்டு அந்த 2 இன்ச்சுக்கு எப்பவுமே மேலே இருக்குமா, எர்த்துக்கு எப்பவுமே 2 இன்ச்சு மேலே போகுமா. அது அந்த சத்திய தேவதா ப்ரொடெக்ட் ஹிம் ஆல்வேஸ். எப்போ அஸ்வத்தாமஹதான்னு சொன்னானோ அந்த சேரியட் ஹேஸ் கம் டவுன் அந்த ஃப்ளோர், இட் ஸ்டார்டட் கோயிங் ஆன் த எர்த். அவ்வளோ பவர்ஃபுல் வேல்யூ என்ன தர்மம் என்ன, தர்ம தேவதா ட்ரமேண்டஸ் பவர். ஸோ தட் இஸ் யுத்தம் ஸ்ட்ராட்டஜி பகவான் கிருஷ்ணா ஹேஸ் டு டூ. ஸோ ஹியர் இண்டிவிஜுவல் பர்சனல் ஸ்பீக்கிங் ட்ரூத் இஸ் நாட் த க்வெஸ்சன் ஹியர். ஃபார் த சேக் ஆஃப் சொசைட்டி யூ மஸ்ட் பி ரெடி டு சாக்ரிஃபைஸ் யுவர் பர்சனல் வேல்யூ. யூ மே பிகம் ஏ கிரேட் பர்சன் பை ஸ்பீக்கிங் ட்ரூத், பட் த சேக் ஆஃப் சொசைட்டி மெனி பெனிஃபிஷரிஸ் ஆர் தேர் பை டெல்லிங் ஒன் லை, ஐ ஆம் ரெடி டு சே லை, டசன்ட் மேட்டர். 1000 பொய் சொல்லி ஒரு கல்யாணம் பண்ணுன்னு சொல்கிறோம் இல்லையா, 1000 பொய் சொல்லிடும் கல்யாணம் பண்ணு, கல்யாணம் பண்ணுறது அவர் நல்லது இல்லையா, அதனால் எப்பவுமே பொய் சொல்லக்கூடாது அது மாதிரி. ஸோ தேர்ஃபோர் வாட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு சே, சத்தியம் தீர்க்கு பதஞ்சலி சேஸ் ஒன் டெஃபினேஷன். வாட் இஸ் தட் டெஃபினேஷன் என்ன, ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஸ்பீக் ட்ரூத் சத்ய பிரதிஷ்டாயாம் கிரியாபலாஸ்ரயத்வம், சத்ய பிரதிஷ்டாயாம் கிரியா பலாஸ்ரயத்வம். தட் மீன்ஸ் எ பர்சன் ஹூ எவர் ஸ்பீக் ட்ரூத் ஆர் அவாய்ட் லைஸ் ஃபார் 12 இயர்ஸ் சத்யவிரத பரிபாலனம், தட் சத்யவிரத பரிபாலனம் ஹி டஸ், வாட் எவர் ஹி ஸ்பீக்ஸ் இட் வில் பிகம் ட்ரூ. Whatever he speaks, it will become true. That's why when we go to Mahatmas, please bless my son, please bless me, please bless my family members. Why you ask, you know? If they say, Tathastu, Nadakkum, Manichunna, Nadakkum. Yenna, Satyavrata Paripalanam, for 12 years. It's not a joke. That is why Mahatmas are so great always. Who follows all the way? Why we do Namaskaram? Not physical body we do. We do Namaskara to their values they have followed in their life. Their presence itself is a great blessing. With this bhavana, we have to approach a Mahatma, a sannyasi, a guru. We have to approach like this. Then you get full benefit from that Mahatma, blessings. Yadrushi Shraddha, Yadrushi Bhavana Shraddha, Tadrushi Siddhir Bhavati. That much phalam you get. So this is about Satyam. Another story. Vasishtha, disciple, student, is Satya Harichandra. Harichandra and is always Satyavrata Paripalam he does. Harichandra, you know the story. In Krita Yuga. Swamini, the Kali Yuga, Swamini, Chulladengo. Okay, even though Kali Yuga also, there are Satya Harishchandras. That is why still it is there. Earth is still surviving. Satya Harishchandra is speaking always truth. Vishwamitra want to prove that Satya Harishchandra violate that value. Because Vasishta is proud of Satya Harishchandra. So Vasishta is proud of Harichandra. How can you be proud of him? I can make him to speak lies. Vishwamitra struggled many years to make Harichandra to speak lies. He couldn't. Harichandra was ready to sacrifice his wife, son, property, name, fame, kingdom, everything. But he never compromised with Satyam. Satyam Mata Pritagnanam Dharma Bhrata Dhyasake Shanti Patni Kshama Putra Shadaite Mama Bandhavaha. Satyam he hold on to that. Then Vishwamitra said, I failed in testing Harichandra. Now you can. Vasishtha Upai Chonara. Ninga Chonadi correct. Vasishtha Chonara Vishwamitra. What you said is right. Harichandra is so great. Today onwards he is Satya Harichandra only. That is why they call him as Satya Harishchandra. Not your Kullu Tata, my Kullu Tata or Satya Harishchandra. One Satya Harishchandra, no second Satya Harishchandra today. Understand? That's why we have to teach this story to our children, Satya Harishchandra story. What is the value of truth? This is what they say. What is the benefit if I follow this value? Suppose I tell one lie today, I have to remember tomorrow also. I am another tell lies I am going to speak yesterday. Enna chonna I have to remember. Next week I have to remember. After 10 years also, for 4 years I have to remember all my lies, what I have said. I can never sleep peacefully, happily. You may earn money, you may get name and fame, but you can never sleep properly, you can never peacefully. You can never have a peace of mind. Therefore, if you want peace of mind, a peace of mind is there, a healthy body is possible. Without values, there is no peace of mind. Without peace of mind, no health. What for values, you know, understand? For the sake of health. I never compromise. I can sleep happily, boldly, courageously. I can live. I can lift my head and walk. I need not feel guilty at any time. I am proud of myself. I have self-esteem, self-confidence. I am not going to compromise with the values. But I compromise where there are many beneficiaries are there if I say one lie. I used to give one story, always very interesting story. I am very much interested in these stories. When values comes, suppose when I have to violate the Satyam, suppose there are some these people, eve teasing people are there, no, nowadays. Number example, children. Eve teasing people, they are chasing one girl, young girl. And they are chasing, following her. Just she is rushing and running, and she hide in our dustbin. And the dustbin put it, she put her dust, put the dust on her head, and she is hiding inside. And one person is standing in the corner, who is a Satyam speaking person. Satya Harichandraman, Yepume Satyanda Peswa. He is seeing the whole thing, what is happening. He saw that girl is hiding in the dustbin. And he knows that she is there. And these people came asking, you are standing here, you know where she has gone, where is she, tell me. No? They are asking, now tell me, he has to say truth or lies? Lies. But he was speaking truth all the time for many years. But still, one life he says here, she is, I didn't see her, where she has gone, I don't know. If he says, it is a lie. He knows where is she. But if he say lies, he is vratam bhangam. If he say truth, her life will be spoiled. Tell me now, you all know what he has to say. He has to say lie. This is called dharma sukshmam. Dharma sukshmam. Very difficult to understand the nature of dharma. Whole Mahabharata is dharma shastram. Many people are not able to understand Mahabharata because they do not know what is dharma. Manusmriti talks about dharma. Yajnavalkya smriti, all smriti grandhas are dharma shastrams. We are not exposed to our dharma shastrams, that's why we are all in dilemma. Dilemma about values. From childhood, these are to be taught to our children. Therefore, when I follow Satyam, avoidance of lies, there is a tremendous relaxation inside, leisure, inner leisure, happiness, joy. One value enough. All values follow behind you. If I follow one value, that is called life. What life otherwise? This is called life. This is about Satyam. Ahimsa Satyam, then Asteyam, stealing. Stealing means thinking about others' money, desiring for others' money, others' property. I want it. That is called Steya Buddhi. I should not take anything freely in this creation. That is called, it comes under Steyam. Bhagavan Krishna is saying, Devan bhavayatanena te deva bhavayantvaha parasparam bhavayantaha. Once you are taking from nature so much, you have to show your gratitude to the nature. Without showing the gratitude, even thanks, prayer at least, I have to say thanks. I should not take anything from any teacher freely. Once I am taking knowledge, something I have to offer. Even guru also should not take gurudakshina without teaching. Give and take policy. Otherwise, I will become a thief. Steyahana, thief, an artham. Asteyam, non-stealing mentality. Even it is not belong to me, this is not my possession, I should not desire it at all. I should not possess it. Suppose if I get a money purse, suppose, put in a hundi. Bhagavan hundi. I should not touch it. Touch it and I should not have an idea to possess it. Any type. Any appreciation, any name or fame or money, wealth, that which belongs to others, I should look at it as what? Like a scorpion. How you look at scorpion? You don't want to touch it. Like acid. Acid, we don't want to touch it. Like that, you have to see others' property, which does not belong to you. Anything, even brother or sister, whatever I have worked hard, what I have earned, that is mine. If I have more than what I need, suppose it comes to me, which does not belong to me, what I do? Distribute, give others, do danam, yajnam, danam, tapas, all spent for temples, institutions, but never encroach others' property. What is the benefit? I can live a relaxed life. If I steal things, it always pricks my mind. It is not mine, it is not mine. Even book, Many people take the book, parahastam gatam gatam na. They take the book and that person won't ask and we will keep in our library. You know, I have so big library. When you brought an, I didn't buy. I got from others, they give, I keep here now. Generally, when you give the book, you forget. And we don't ask, they will also forget and keep in their house. They forget this book is belong to other person, they forget. This is what naturally happens. This is wrong, you know. I should not take like that. I'll give within 10 days and I have to give within 10 days. If I keep one day extra, I am a thief. Very, very difficult to follow. First of all, we forget. Second thing, we don't want to give also. அவன் கேட்டால் கொடுக்கலாம், எதுக்கு கொடுக்கணும்? அவன்கிட்ட நிறைய புக்ஸ் இருக்கா. லெட் ஹிம் ஹாவ் மெனி, பிகாஸ் ஈவன் தோ ஹீஸ் ஹேவிங் வெல்த், லாட் ஆஃப் வெல்த் இஸ் தேர், லாட் ஆஃப் மனி இஸ் தேர். ஸோ வாட் ஐ ஷுட் நாட் எக்ஸ்பெக்ட். இட்ஸ் ராங். திஸ் கால் அஸ்தேயம். ஐ கேன் லிவ் எ பீஸ்ஃபுல் ஹாப்பி லைஃப், அதர்வைஸ் ஐ கே ஹாவ் டு நோ கில்ட் இன்சைட், ட்ரெமெண்டஸ் கில்ட். That guilt is there, you can never be peaceful. Because I have done something wrong. It's not mine, it's not mine. Inner conscience, they say. Atma sakshi on nirkaliyo. You need not go to PhD, study, university to know the values. Why na? It is inbuilt. But our skin is so thick. We do not have that sensitivity. We'll forget the values. Training is not required. Everyone knows. Values. Then brahmacharyam, fourth one, celibacy in artham. Brahmacharya means celibacy. So satya pratishthayam khila kriya phalashritam, whatever he thinks, everything will come. Then asteya pratishthayam sarva ratnopasthanam. Asteya pratishthayam means if you follow, sarva ratna upasthanam. All wealth come to this person. Once you are not taking anything, that comes to you. That is why Mahatmas always get everything, because they don't possess anything. Understand? Because the whole society trust that person. If we give to this person either money, knowledge, anything, if we give, he will never misuse it. He will utilize it for the society. That's why lot of wealth, money people give to that person. Lot of things they give to that person. That is called Ratna Upasthanam. That means everything comes to him because he never possess, he never steal. That's why people are ready to give to sannyasis. Why, you know? Why sannyasis are so rich? Because people are giving. Sannyasi is not earning. People are giving because sannyasi, if it comes to the right hand, he spends with the left hand to others, for society. In so many ways. Because the person doesn't want anything. That is our culture. Sannyasi only, not sannyasi. Any person can become like that. If you are having asteya buddhi, everything comes to you. You need not go for anything. If you go for anything, you are always poor only. Poor person. If you are not going forward to that, not having stealing buddhi, everything comes to you. You are the richest person. Simple way to become rich. Understand? Simple way to become rich. What way? I am rich with values. I have to say like that. I am rich with values. I am rich with not necklace. I am rich with what ornaments. I am rich with property, possessions. Not that. I am rich with values. I am the richest person in the world. Appadi solladu. Brahmacharya means celibacy, means avoidance of overindulgence in sense pleasures. Generally, people think brahmacharya means you should not marry. If you want to practice brahmacharya, you should not marry. If you want to become a spiritual seeker, you should not marry. People talk like this. That is not the real exact meaning. Brahmacharya means always thinking about Brahman. I want to know Brahman. I want to know God. I want to know the truth. This is called brahmacharyam. Brahmani charati manaha yasya. whose mind is always thinking about Brahman is called Brahmachari. This is the philosophical meaning. Another meaning is avoidance of illegitimate relation with opposite sex. Our all rishis and sages were family. They are having family. They were all grihasthas. They had children also. Brahmacharya means overindulgence you have to avoid. Illegitimate relation you have to avoid. One-to-one relation, wife and husband relations is highly encouraged. Marriage is encouraged in our society. To have love, emotional maturity, you require relation. You require parents, nice parents, love, affection required. That's why marriage is highly recommended. Sannyasis are very rare because of their purva janma grihasthashma over. They take sannyasa, some people, in this life. But grihasthashrama taandida sannyasathrakku varam mudiyum. Puriyiradha? Adhanaala sannyasa life is not an obstacle for self-knowledge. Understand? For yoga practice. Brahmacharya means avoidance of illegitimate relation with opposite sex. That's why family system is very strong in our society till today. What is the benefit in a healthy life? If you have one-to-one relation, you have a healthy life. Healthy mind, healthy body. Healthy relation leads to health. If I have an unhealthy relation, mind become unhealthy, diseases are prone to come. It's a hygiene, to keep maintain the hygiene in the society, family system. It is the wonderful design kept by our ancestors. Nowhere in the world you find this family system. Very, very strong. You have to maintain that in generations, we have to maintain. We should not drop that family system. Living together. What is this living together? Like birds, animals, we are. Nowadays, it's becoming a big topic, no? Teenagers are living together. Why marriage? And your children and my children, later. Your children are playing with my children. Your children and my children are playing with our children. Understand? Go and think what it means. The divorce angirathu kadiyadhu. No court, no divorce in our culture. Why na? Children can grow in a healthy way when father, mother having good relation, healthy relation. One should not criticize each other. One should not fight each other. Child should not be deprived of either mother or father. Both of them should give full love and care to the children. Then only that child is a healthy child. Otherwise become a psychologically childhood problems will come to that child. Tomorrow he create problems to his wife. These are all childhood problems. No child is deprived of parents' love, teachers' love. They need it. Therefore family highly recommended. Brahmacharya means drop overindulgence. Live like a friends after some time. This is about Brahmacharya Ashrama. And come next to the aparigraha. Parigraha means accumulation, acquisition, lot of possessing nature, greed. I want. No satisfaction, no contentment. Always I am lacking this. If it is there, nice. Parigraha. All animals, they don't hoard anything. Only these ants, bees, honeybees, they hoard. Why? No? For rainy season sake, they hoard. They accumulate certain things. Not all animals. By human being, hoarding, accumulating. But one side we say less luggage, more comfort, less luggage, more comfort. But how much comfortable we are at home? No? More luggage, more discomfort. We are all having. No? You can never get a quality mind. If you have more possessions, more accumulations, more greedy you are the most insecure person. Always insecure. What will happen to me tomorrow? That parigraha. Even body, possessiveness, you know, body. I want good health, very possessiveness. Because of this possessiveness, husband cannot love his mother, and mother-in-law expects the husband, that son should not love the daughter-in-law. What is this, Anna? Possessiveness. This possessiveness goes too much, parigraha goes too much, that extent, even relationships they are destroying, you know, family relations. Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, and relation. Why family's disturbance? Because of possessiveness. The parigraham. We want to accumulate money, we want to accumulate property, we want to accumulate dress, so many things. And you always maintenance problem. Adu eppadi maintain pannanum? Todachinde irpa. Eppome paathuna busy busy anna. Enna busy anna? Nariya things swamini meetla ella clean panninde irukkanum illayo. Onduma. Ulla inga vandha stuff konnume kediyadu. Shallow, hollow. Always taking care of the 10 varieties of chappal, nail care, pall care, hair care, what care? House care, interior decoration, in the care, and the care. Less luggage, more comfort. That's why always sannyasis, they live happily because they have less possessions. They are all very intelligent, you know. If you have more possessions, more burden, more worry, more insecurity. Ennahumo, yaar kudukonu, yaar edutthiru povaanu nu bayam. Tevaya, how much we need actual? How many dress we wear at a time? 3 or 4? 1. How much we eat? 2 idlis, maximum 3, 4? Maximum 5? Afterwards you cannot eat more than that. How much space you occupy? Why greediness? Why this parigraha? Patanjali says, come on, drop this parigraha. A parigraha, never accumulate more than what you require. These are all come under yamas. What Patanjali says, I will tell you in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. हरिः ॐ श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ